From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. This is what people across Hawaii have been hearing all day. Sirens blaring in advance of a tsunami triggered by this morning's 8.8 earthquake off Chile. Hawaii Public Radio's Ben Marcus reports the tsunami is expected to hit Hawaii's shoreline sometime this hour.
Hawaii state officials are urging the public to conserve water and evacuate the coastlines. At a crowded Safeway in Honolulu, Honolua Helela says it took him an hour to get through the line at the check stand. He says he's trying to keep his cool for his four kids.
They're actually probably reacting similar to the animals at the zoo. They sense something's up and they're getting a little restless. So.
Gas stations and convenience stores are also inundated. The southernmost island, Hawaii Island, is expected to get hit first, and on Oahu, where nearly a million people live, the tsunami is expected to hit a half hour later. Also on Oahu, the Navy is moving seaworthy craft out of Pearl Harbor. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Honolulu.
President Obama says the government is ready to respond to any emergencies, but he also says average people need to do their part.
I urge citizens to listen closely to the instructions of local officials who will have the full support of the federal government as they prepare for a potential tsunami and recover from any damage that may be caused. I also urge our citizens along the West Coast to be prepared as well, as there may be dangerous waves and currents throughout the day.
Meanwhile, a massive rescue operation is underway in central Chile, where the earthquake has claimed at least 147 lives. Claire Stevens, an American living in Santiago, describes a panic when the tremors struck before dawn.
We were sleeping, and I felt shaking and banging, and my boyfriend told me, come on, we need to leave, we need the building. And so we were trying to run through the hall, and everything was dark, all the lights were out, and we live on the ninth floor of an apartment building, so we had to come down the stairs in the dark, and we ran outside.
Now, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is still due to travel to Chile as part of a broader trip planned to Latin America. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more on that.
Secretary Clinton is to attend the inauguration of a new president in Uruguay, and she'll visit Chile, Brazil, Guatemala, and Costa Rica for a regional conference. Assistant Secretary of State Arturo Valenzuela says she'll be talking about public security, crime and drugs, as well as social justice. He says global issues such as Iran's nuclear program will also be high on her agenda, particularly when she's in Brazil.
We will be telling our Brazilian counterparts that we encourage them to encourage Iran to regain the trust of the international community by fulfilling its international obligations.
Brazil is currently a member of the UN Security Council, and the Obama administration has been trying to negotiate a new sanctions resolution to pressure Iran to scale back its nuclear ambitions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR. President Obama is still pressing Congress to pass health care legislation, repeating in his weekly address that he is willing to meet Republicans halfway to make a bill happen. However, 2 days after hosting a bipartisan summit, President Obama appears no closer to winning over Republican critics. In the GOP's weekly message, Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma accuses the Democrats of trying to ram through bad legislation. The British Parliament is considering draft legislation that would make it harder to sue poor countries for old debts. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reports from Accra, Ghana, that Liberia's president hopes the legislation will become law.
So-called vulture funds buy up debts from original creditors at a deep discount and then use the courts to seek full repayment from debtors, including poor countries. These investment funds then add years of accrued interest and initiate often hugely profitable lawsuits. Liberia's president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, whose country is facing such cases, welcomed the proposed legislation in Britain.
I say bravo. We've been waiting for a parliament, maybe the U.S. Congress or an assembly, to take this kind of hard decision.
The proposed legislation would limit the amount the vulture funds could receive in line with a debt relief plan run by the World Bank or the International Monetary Fund. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is considering legal action against a producer for the Oscar-nominated film The Hurt Locker. Spokeswoman Leslie Unger alleges that the producer violated the Academy's rule by emailing members to vote for his movie instead of rival Avatar. Though he didn't mention the rival film by name, he called it instead the $500 million film. This is NPR.